She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
What does it mean to tap into your authentic self? How do you even know what that is? You know, we're all so busy running around trying to just keep on task with all the things we have going on. I think sometimes, Andrea, it seems like we lose sight of what our true goals are, what we really want in our life, and also just how we feel about things and how to make our lives better. What have you experienced in looking at your own authentic self?
Oh, Lisa, this is probably one of my favorite topics to talk about, and I'm so excited to have our guest on today. So I say we jump right in.
I say we do too. Here we go with Dr. Darren R. Wiseman, an internationally renowned holistic physician. I am so glad to have him on. He is the best-selling author of The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude, An Awakening to the Secret Code of Your Mind. He also has a children's book, and his new book is The Heart of the Matter, A Simple Guide to Discovering Gifts in Strange Wrapping Paper. Hello there, Dr. Wiseman. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Andrew and Lisa, for having me.
Well, you know, first of all, I'd like to know, how did you tap into your authentic self?
It was a moment of faith meeting fear, and everybody has those moments that challenge us, and we have to look at ourselves in the mirror and either choose to just do things because this is what we've been told to do, or we choose to grow. And I had a moment where I saw all these things as a holistic physician come together that made me question the real truth as far as why people suffer with symptoms in their body and stress in their life, and it was in that moment that I saw the emotional root of symptoms and why people live a life of fear and reactivity.
So what has it done for you, and how do you teach others how to live the same way?
Well, what it's done for me is whenever the Heart of the Matter, the book that I wrote, is all about looking at your body as a dialogue. And rather than being defined by allergies or asthma or autoimmune or anxiety or depression, to recognize that these are meaningful conversations, and they represent an opportunity for us to change our perception of who we are and what's possible. And what it's done for me is it's enabled me to create a great relationship with my wife and my family, rather than do at work, that I'm able to create healthy balance. It's enabled me to shift chronic physical health challenges, and even further empower me to educate people all over the world and how to do it for themselves.
So I'm a true believer in, you know, really getting to the heart of the matter and the working on the emotional stuff, because the emotional comes before the physical. So kudos to you. I think it's incredible, the work that you're doing. And what I would love you to do is perhaps give an example of what the Lifeline technique is. So for me, some of my go-tos that I use in my daily practice is EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, you know, or I'll use Ho'oponopono. Explain to us what the Lifeline technique is and how we could start integrating it into our regular daily life.
Well, there's different aspects. The Lifeline technique is an integration of 16 different systems all into one that I just saw bridge at one moment, and I wrote out this flow chart that I teach to people, and there's an educational process of learning it. The latest book, The Heart of the Matter, gives people an instant way to apply it, in the sense that, you know, if you have an anxiety, a phobia, an addiction, if you've got a pain, an allergy, a physical symptom, it enables you to take a moment right now and go, what emotion am I feeling as a result of this physical symptom or this stress in my life? And whatever emotion that is, and that emotion can range the gamut of the spectrum of emotions, what we want to do is we want to process through seeing, feeling, and hearing whatever that emotion is. And it's especially for people hearing it for the first time, with EFT, you tap. Well, with the Lifeline technique, we connect to the concept of infinite love and gratitude. The words, the thoughts, the feeling of infinite love and gratitude help to raise the vibration of whatever reactive emotion one might be feeling associated with low back pain or migraine headaches or hormonal shifts or fatigue or anxiety. As a result of observing the emotion, seeing it, feeling it, hearing it, whatever comes up, infinite love and gratitude to that negative thought. Infinite love and gratitude to that overwhelming feeling, that negative voice. because we observe it, there's this concept called the observer effect in quantum physics that we, once we start observing it, participate in the energy field of that, and it automatically starts to shift. And it seems so simple, just like tapping does, but it actually creates a sustainable shift where real healing from the inside out can occur.
Well, I'm a true believer in having some type of tool. So I love tools. I'm a very visual person, and I love to have the tool. So, and when you're in the actual moment, it could be a little bit hard. So let's take, for example, you're with your kids are screaming and yelling, and you're feeling stressed out, and you kind of want to bring yourself back to, you know, that calm state. Can you give us an example of what we would do in that moment? So, you know, great scenario.
I've got three kids, 9, 6, and 5, and so I get it.
Oh my goodness.
You're right. So, you know, my wife and I get it, and we use this practice every day, being parents and being an intimate couple. And so when you notice yourself all of a sudden getting triggered and you're frustrated because it's the 8th time you've told your kids to brush their teeth and eat their breakfast and get ready to go out the door, when you start to notice, like, oh, I'm getting really upset right now, I'm so frustrated, I'm about to scream, you immediately ask what is called the truth question. And the truth question is, if you were given the opportunity right now, would you choose to be frustrated? And what's the answer?
No.
The answer would be no.
Yeah, the answer is hell no. I would never choose to feel that way. I would never choose to be frustrated, but I'm frustrated right now. So what's neat about that is that when we observe that we're feeling something that we don't choose, what we're observing is a reactive, reflexive, subconscious part of ourselves. There's some kind of memory or a program in our own mind that's getting triggered, that's creating the frustration. The first thing is, once you can realize that, oh, that frustrated part of me, that headache part of me, whatever that is, when it's coming from a subconscious place, we know that there's no choice or judgment with the subconscious reactive parts. The key is you've got to guide it. So the next step is set an intention. Focus where you're going, not what you want to get rid of. Of course, you don't want to feel frustrated. You want to chosen it. So I teach people how to set an intention in a moment where you're feeling freaked out, in a moment where you got a text that is like, oh, my God, it just took my breath away. Focus on where you're going, not what you want to get rid of, because that helps you to take action with love rather than react with fear and just perpetuate the pattern over and over again. And so by doing this, you focus on where you're going, you begin to create a whole different relationship with your body, and you begin to create a whole different relationship with your kids, your wife, whatever it might be. There's a process then that once you've set the intention, you simply observe it with that intention, see it, feel it, and hear it. And as much as it might be like, no way, if I'm in the moment with my kid or my wife and we are, you know, full on in a frustrating, angry battle, how could it happen? Like any exercise that you practice, you'll get better at it, but if you use it, it works. I've seen such incredible things happen between relationships that were definitely going into the place of a divorce, or people that were, you know, verbally, emotionally abusive with themselves, with their kids, create significant shifts, and not just emotionally, but biologically. People with allergies and people with chronic symptoms immediately start to shift when you make this a practice.
It makes so much sense. I mean, one thing that I've been doing is just taking a deep breath when I'm starting to feel frustrated. And it sounds like that's sort of the first step, right? To kind of be aware that you're not breathing and then breathe. And then I think putting your plan into motion is perfect.
Yeah, taking a breath and getting yourself in the present moment. But, you know, it's really interesting. It's like, you know, would I choose, you know, to have allergies? You know, would I choose to be in this relationship where I don't feel valued? You know, do people choose cancer? The answer is no. Nobody chooses these things, but everybody in our world is experiencing them. It's so important to get to the root of the subconscious connection between symptoms and stress and disease. And when we can create that relationship and then guide it, you're tapping into the most powerful part of yourself.
Well, Dr. Weissman, I think every parent out there should have your new book, The Heart of the Matter, A Simple Guide to Discovering Gifts in Strange Wrapping Paper. Thank you so much for being on our show today. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.